as we all know, our mindset and our ability to control our responses, being what I refer to as response-able, not responsible, response-able, able to respond in a way that serves us and serves others in the most powerful way, is what this mindset call is all about. And in my many conversations, and Trish as well, with one-on-one coaching that we've been doing, there's a recurring theme that comes up, and it has to do with, I don't have enough time. So this morning's conversation is, it's all about time, and quite frankly, isn't it about time? So today's going to be about time to reclaim your life in a way that allows you to not only accomplish extraordinary things, but feel good in the process, not feeling stressed and overwhelmed, but being able to respond to life and the many, many different demands on your time and attention with grace and ease. So today is about time mastery. And within the member portal, there's a whole time management piece. And I want to share just a portion of it with you today as it relates to your relationship with time. There are lots of conversation around our relationship and our beliefs around money, but not so much with our relationship and beliefs around time. And time being our most valuable asset, the one thing we can never get back, how we spend our time and what we do with those precious moments really is the key to a successful, happy, and joyful life. So today, for time mastery, productivity, and prosperity, we're going to focus on three things. Number one is reframing your relationship with time. Number two, refraining from certain activities. And then the last piece will be to reclaim time that may be being taken or stolen from you and you don't even realize it. So we start with reframing. Everyone who's here in Illumination knows for a fact that everything we experience and enjoy and have in our lives begins in thought. So what we think then determines the act, the words we say and the actions we take. So when it comes to our thoughts around time, if our thoughts around time are repeated, I don't have enough, time's always running out, like those underlying thoughts about time are driving your life to create more and more stress. So we must begin by reframing our mindset around time. And think about now some of the programming that's been locked in to our minds around time. Some of those cliches and common phrases. You know, I'm going to say one right now. I feel like I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. All right, let that sink in. And we say those words and phrases sometimes in a little offhanded or flippant way without realizing the impact that that statement is actually having on your energy and your pacing and relationship with time. So if you feel like you're doing everything like a one-arm paper hanger, or there's lots of different cliches all around that, if that's what your belief around time is, then certainly you're creating more of that stress around time. So really be mindful of what your language and those cliches that may be coming out of your mouth or inside your mind when it comes to time. The second thing in reframing and reprogramming is to stop shooting on yourself. And let me say here, I know what I'm sharing with you today are things you've probably heard before. Today's an opportunity to be reminded and raise your bar and raise your vibration as it relates to your relationship with time. So stop shooting on yourself. Rather, when we say the word should, it's an imposition or an obligation. I really should do something, or I need to, or I have to. Those words are not words of choice, but rather of a forced obligation. So instead of using language like that, you get to say, I get to be on this call this morning. I get to go into a meeting. I get to make phone calls and follow up with people. I get to study for my test, which relates to a client of mine years ago. She was coaching with me, building her own business, and also going to school for her master's degree. And she said to me, oh, I have to go study. And I was like, well, do you have to go study? Because we all have choice in it in every moment, right? And she said, well, yeah, I have to go study. I said, why are you studying? She goes, because I want to get myself a master's. And I said, oh, so you get to go study because it's on the path to your why. So notice if you're using words such as have to, need to, should, that's really taking away the power of your choice in that moment. When we can notice we're saying that and then connect the why we're actually doing it in the first place, it shifts the whole experience. And what Mary said to me around this was, as soon as I reframed how I looked at the task of studying, it got so much easier and I actually looked forward to it, reminding myself that this is the path to getting what I want really made all the difference. So notice that, whether it's opening your emails or getting on social media or doing your taxes, whatever that is, there's always a why behind the activities that we're doing. So number one, with your relationship with time, it's about reframing your relationship. Notice those folktale factory statements and cliches that you may have in your relationship with time, and then shift from should, need, or have to want to, love to, or get to. The second piece for productivity and prosperity, time mastery, is refraining from certain activities. And the first thing I want to encourage you to refrain from is what I call the entrepreneurial chase. And here's what that looks like. We create our schedule. We map out, here's all the things that I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that's one of the things I do at the beginning of every week is I just kind of map out what I have going on this week. And then we have a plan. We know when we're going to do follow-up. We know when we're going to work on our content. We know when we're going to rest. We know when we're going to go to events. And then the entrepreneurial chase ensues. Somebody texts you. Somebody calls you and says, can you meet me right now? Or can you meet me tomorrow so that we can look, you know, continue a conversation about potentially working together? And because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we're driven by, oh, I want to make that sale. We chase after that client and our entire schedule gets blown. I understand that you want to have the opportunity to meet with clients and prospects and potential joint venture partners, all of that. And I invite you to take a higher level of control over your time so that when that person reaches out to you, absolutely, I'd love to get together. Here's when I'm available. And in your time blocking of your schedule, you've got spots that you've pre-selected for those type of client conversations, enrollment, prop meeting with potential customers and JV partners. So you know when this person reaches out to you, Tuesday or Thursday morning or afternoon, whatever you do in your time blocking. And I'm going to put in the lesson from this week, the time blocking lesson and worksheets, to make it easier for you to go ahead and set your schedule up for success. And the beautiful thing about this is, from a mindset perspective, sometimes when that client calls, a little bit of fear comes in. It's like, oh my goodness, if I don't take the client right now, I'm going to lose it. Well, that's a fear-based response. When you actually respond to that person from a place of, I'd love to meet with you. I'm already booked today. How about tomorrow morning at 10? You're actually showing consistency, productivity, success in your own business that will be more respected by the other person. So that chase, that being available at the drop of a hat, is actually not serving you actually getting the client. So refrain from the chase. The second thing to refrain from as it relates to time mastery, productivity, and prosperity is to refrain from perfectionism. Waiting until everything is absolutely perfect does not serve you getting out there and making an impact. So it's better to get it out there and then make your adjustments afterwards. I was talking with someone this weekend, and she was sharing she's building up her business, and she's really just starting out. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to create this whole course over the next couple of months, and then I'm going to sell it in January. And I suggested, well, let's map out what the course is and then send out some marketing or some messaging around it to see if people really want to buy it. Spending your time trying to get everything absolutely perfect before you put it out in the marketplace is not only taking away time from you, but it could also be costing you money if you're waiting too long to get everything perfect. So the thing about perfectionism is it really is something that doesn't exist. We're actually shooting for something that very few or if any could ever achieve. So my invitation is rather than seeking being perfect, seek to be excellent. Excellent is doing your best in the moment, feeling good about it, and taking consistent action. So refrain from the entrepreneurial chase. Refrain from perfectionism. And then the next one is to refrain from drama. You know, drama where, you know, somebody's complaining or just caught up in the same thing over and over and over again. Or perhaps you're caught up in talking about the same thing over and over and over again, lamenting about it without being solution-minded. So refrain from drama. And notice when drama kicks in. And we can all recognize it. The key is to cut it off, to do what it's kind of like a fire. Like imagine if you're in like drama, just like this heated spinning, you know, turmoil that's going on and on and on. So let's use what the firefighters recommend. As soon as you notice drama has kicked in, you're going to stop, drop, and roll. Stop engaging in the conversation. Drop the subject and then roll with it to move towards a more solution-oriented thing. If you were to consider right now, look over the last 7 days, how much drama-type conversation, so that's complaining about something or someone, lamenting over something that happened in your past or your childhood, think about over the past 7 days. And I'm going to guess that most of you haven't participated or been the creator of the drama, maybe here and there, but you've been around people who've been in drama. Was it an hour of time? Was it a half hour? Was it 3 hours? Was it 4 hours? Was it an entire day that got sucked up with drama? This is one of the most effective time management techniques. I had a client who studied this time mastery system. And she owned a business, and when she would walk into her business, she would get sucked in by problems and her staff and talking about things. And she really didn't know at the time before we met how to stop, drop, and roll. When she learned this technique and really implemented this strategy, she said, the day after I heard you speak about the drama, it gave her an extra hour just that day. So notice when drama begins. And then go ahead and stop, drop, and roll right away from it. So we're going to reframe, we're going to refrain, and lastly, we're going to reclaim stolen time. So remember that time is the great equalizer. When we look at the most successful people on this planet, what determines their success is not the number of hours they get in a day, because we all get the same exact amount. It's how they spend their time. And here are a couple of suggestions to reclaim stolen time so that you can maximize your very precious 24 hours in the day. And one of them is to make decisions boldly. So rather than spending a lot of time in indecision, make decisions boldly.
and know that you can make a decision. And if you don't like it, after you get to change your mind. But all of that time is, oh, should I do this? I don't really know. And it takes up our energy as well as our time. So make decisions boldly. And here's a guideline for you on that. When a decision is made, you're either going to be very clear and say, oh, yeah, definitely I want to do this, or definitely I don't. For those decisions that have you feel uncertain or somewhere in the middle, take a look at, if I do this, if I say yes to this opportunity, invitation, or whatever it is, if I say yes, and the best case scenario turns out, how does that feel? And use your inner guidance system of your emotions, because they will give you the clues as to whether you want to take the next step. And then ask the second question. If I do this and it doesn't work out, how am I going to feel? That should be a good guide for you. Another guide around this is, does this decision, the saying yes to this right now, align with my current goal and my current vision? And for example, Women's Prosperity Network, because of the amazing community that we've built up, are oftentimes asked to partner on different projects with people. So, hey, let's do this book project. Hey, let's do this event together. And we're recently faced with a great opportunity to be part of a book project that will make a big impact. And I was close to saying yes. And then I measured it against my current goals for the fourth quarter. And I said, no, let's revisit next year. Because when we make decisions in alignment with our vision, then we achieve our goals. It can be easy to be pulled off track by a shiny object or you know, something that's not necessarily squirrel, but a good opportunity. As Jim Collins says, sometimes you have to say no to the good to experience the great. So check your inner guidance system. So how does it feel to say yes, or how does it feel if you say no? And then measure it against your vision or your goal, and how closely associated is whatever that activity is to get you to your goal. Another great way to reclaim stolen time is to do what I refer to as worst things first. So as you're sitting here right now listening in, think about, there's something that you've been meaning to get to, you haven't made the time to get to it yet, you're actually not looking forward to doing it. Maybe it's your taxes, maybe it's cleaning the closet, maybe it's organizing all your contacts into a database. It's that thing we continue to put off. Now, not only does it weigh on us energetically and emotionally because we feel bad we haven't accomplished it yet, it also sucks our time. So if you consider all the time you've thought about doing it, felt bad about not doing it, thought I'm going to do it then and then change your mind, just look at all that time that was spent in actually not doing it. So if once a day or perhaps once a week in your schedule, you're going to just knock out that one thing. We all know how great it feels to say, oh, I finally got that done. And we can save time by just getting it done. And that brings us to being sure that you do block scheduling and scheduling everything. When you look at my Google Calendar, and many of you have, it's very full with different colors and time blocks and consistency built in. And that's because I know that for me to have the most productive, flowing, and prosperous life, I put everything on the schedule. My exercise is on there. My shower time is on there. My party time is on there. All of my appointments, my schedule for when I'm going to be with clients, when I'm going to work on projects, when I'm going to do content and creation and things of that nature. And that's, my friends, what allows for you to have that really, really structured business. And that when I say structured, remember, I'm building in the time I want to have play. I'm building in when I'm going to have free time and go on vacation. And when you do your schedule, I'm going to suggest you put those things in first, because work will always fill it up. So let's become masters of time by reframing our relationship, refraining from things that take our time and energy away, and reclaiming that time that's being stolen and we may not even realize it.